Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Best of the Wise Men here on the Fox News Podcast Network.
What it is, this babbling has been the three wise men with a question mark. And I am excited because I'm not the only go-getter on this show anymore. I'm not the only guy who shows up to work, who actually walks into the building. Kevin is with me in studio today. Thank you, Kevin, for taking the extra step. I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And thank you for the invitation. I am very grateful. Staying right outside New York City. Dealt with some traffic getting here, as we all do. But yeah, no, thank you so much in Fox News studio. So it's a pleasure.
And I would just like to say this is not a reflection of our friendship that you didn't tell me that you moved from California to New Jersey and that we've been talking for the last 3 weeks and it never came up once, not once. Well, but that's,
truth be told, I was kind of all over the place for a while.
Right,
was, you know, COVID had hit and shook some things up and trying to get back into wrestling and doing some other things. But now I found my home in New Jersey. And yeah, thank you so much for it. And it's great to see you in person, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
You look tremendous.
I do. Yeah. Thank you. I feel well. The opposite of the opposite of tremendous and looking well. Trevor Murdoch is with us today.
No.
Okay,
please, sir.
Okay. You know what? All right.
Please.
All right.
Please.
I'll do it.
All right, brother.
As your reigning, defending, undisputed, undefeated world television heavyweight champion, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the newly crowned two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Trevor Murdoch.
Look at that.
Sir,
congrats, Trevor.
Yes, lightning and
I heard it was a big win. Big win this weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, so he is the two times. He is the two times.
Distinguished.
Yes.
There was a couple big wins.
Yeah, he had a couple big wins, Aaron. Who else he beat that night?
I'm talking about that win. That win was more than just one win. That was like a good win for a lot of people.
Not really you. He beat you and sent you to retirement. You're retired.
You know what? Sometimes you have to step away.
You didn't step away. He walked you out, put you outside the building.
I said I was retiring.
Now, but Aaron, are you officially retiring now? Are you holding to that? Was that your swan song?
You know,
or are you coming back?
Moving forward.
Okay.
It's all about moving forward. Like Oprah said.
He didn't have a choice. He didn't have a choice. Trevor kicked his ass for like 12 minutes. And then his counter move was, I retire. So I didn't really feel like training for this one. I was just, you know, I had talked to my people, which we're still waiting to find out who they are. And we just decided it was time to move on. So I don't
know. Well, look, we all saw what happened.
Yeah, we did.
My boot was unceremoniously hung up on the turnbuckle as I tried to launch myself onto Trevor like a missile.
Yeah, and it wasn't a missile. It was more like a duck. It looked like a duck. Well,
I swung down like a big hammer right on your melon. I was like, oh, God, damn, I didn't see that one coming.
I jumped. And then all of a sudden, it was like, it's never happened before. Like, I went, okay, I'm going to jump. My body jumped. And the next thing I knew, I was looking at, like, the turnbuckle. And I went, what the?
And that's when you said, it's time to retire. And
I think I was retiring beforehand. Right. I announced my retirement.
Yeah, I was watching. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, it is called high-risk maneuver. That's what it's called because you're taking a high risk. It, you know, Aaron's foot got stuck in the turnbuckle, which is really hard to do. It's really hard to do. And he found a way to
never happened in my career ever.
No. And first time I've ever seen another wrestler help another wrestler up and then pin him because, you know, he was worried about, you know, are you okay? That was embarrassing. Jeez. There's nothing I can put on you worse than what you're feeling right now.
At the end of the day, we're all gentlemen.
We're all friends at the end of the day.
Well, what makes this story even worse is I'll be damned if I didn't do the exact same thing in the main event.
Except you won.
But I got my leg out.
You just didn't lay there and scream, "I'm retiring anyways. Don't laugh at me."
Let's be honest.
You'll never see me again.
I think Trevor has me to thank for his world title because, and follow me on this, Trevor was the only one in that match that knew what it was like to be in a situation where you go to jump and your foot's caught in a turnbuckle. Why? Because it's never happened before ever in the history of the business.
Usually to find feats of unathleticism like that, it's usually, you know, weird and crazy. It's very rare to have two guys who are that limited at climbing things on the same night slip and fall. So in a way, you guys made history, but it's not really the, you know, everyone will remember, like, wow, you would think Aaron is a little more athletic than Trevor, and he fell. You would think Trevor would have been like, wow, if Aaron fell, maybe I shouldn't fall. But when you're as arrogant as Trevor Murdoch is, you just don't care.
I'm slightly offended. You know there's Luchador next to my name, and why you want to call me out like that? I'm really offended with that. I'm part Luchador.
Aaron, no,
I don't understand
I don't think you know what Luchador means. I don't think I don't think it means what you think it does.
I always felt like, Aaron, like we were kind of caught in the in-between size of I kind of wanted to go to the top rope a lot of times in my career, and everybody was telling me not to go. Right, that I was too big to go up there, but then I was like, you know what, I'm athletic enough to do this. Damn it, I'm going up there, and for me personally, it never worked out too well either. So,
we're breaking out psychology here.
Yeah,
the fact that as a big guy, most big guys don't go off the top. That's exactly why I would want you to go off the top.
That's what I thought, Trevor. I thought if a guy my size can go off the top rope and hit a couple fancy things, then the crowd's going to appreciate that. They're going to look at me and say, well, that's a
100%.
Right, there's a 6'4", 6'5" guy, 240 pounds, doing something athletic off the top of the rope. But
wow, the chubby redneck guy just did a moonsault off the top rope. So I guess anybody can do that. So I don't. Yeah. Okay. Great. Somebody else did it. Literally, thanks to him, anyone can do it. It's no longer special.
Oh,
I'm not saying you, Trevor. I just said
chubby redhead.
There's lots of redheads. Actually, there's more than one redhead on this show today. So how dare you, sir?
We're not talking about. Oh, really?
Yeah. We found another redhead. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired of your disobedience and lack of respect on the show, so I went out and found another redhead. You bet I did.
No, I've got one lane, brother. One lane. Can I have the fat, chubby, redheaded lane? Can I keep that for myself?
Yeah, well, this is the not all of us. This is a big faced redheaded guy, so it's kind of similar but different.
Okay, well, who is it then? Is it a surprise?
Maybe. You know.
We're having a guest.
Yeah, we've been doing it, Aaron. Thanks for watching the show.
The one man rock band, or
Shut Up, I Have Kids is supposed to make a call in at some point. My dear sweet friend Heath Slater.
I was gonna say I only know one other.
Only one other.
Redhead. Yeah. And, you know, God bless. There he is.
Yeah, I was thinking one redhead, but I was like, there's no way he will ever be on the show ever.
No. He would get a sunburn. This show's too hot for his sweet pale skin. It would catch him right on fire. So you know. High risk maneuvers. I think this group, who probably took the most out of the four of us sitting here, because
I know I tried a bunch, truthfully.
Yeah,
and I tried them over and over,
they never really panned out great.
But I did not stop. I don't know if that got in the way.
It was not about being. It was not about being afraid. You were never afraid.
And I was advised, Tyrus.
Was on that advisory board a few times. When you kind of looked at me like, I don't know about this one. I'm like, maybe not. And you said, you know what? Nope.
I was tried to be talked out of them many times, and I would not listen.
No.
And I kept trying, and truth be told, I probably should have listened. I don't know.
You know, just I came off one Monday Night Raw. I did a splash off the top, and it was on Xavier, and it was the great picture because I put it way out there. And everyone was like, wow. And I remember Pat Patterson was like, are you going to do it every night?
Right.
I was like, no. And he's like, what the hell did you do in the first place?
Right, right. Then you enter the deep psychology of professional wrestling, right? Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. In other words, let's politic people out of things.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is that to it. One of the things that I think that being a great worker, not just that, but like the psychology of what we do, there is certain things that you have to not do for the betterment. Wrestling's not a team sport, but it takes a team to make it work. If that makes any sense, in my opinion, I don't know if Trevor, if you agree or disagree with that.
No, I 100%.
So it has to be sometimes like if Trevor and I were in a steel cage, it's going to be physically aggressive and brutal, which in that case is going to be someone's buying somebody a beer at the end of the night.
Right.
And a lot more than one.
Yeah. But at no point will it be, hey, I'm going to give you, even though he can, a flying head scissors off the top.
Right.
You know, and then roll through for two arm drags and a super drop kick. Once that happens, the 110 pound guys who do it, it's not as impressive.
Right.
It takes away from. So,
right.
And they can't
hey,
do.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Heath, what it is, man.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Heath Slater.
Handsome Heath, happy hour.
Who the hell do we have on here, man?
Okay, so we got Trevor Murdoch.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, you got your mouthpiece, right? All right, hey, all right, never mind. What's Trevor Murdoch? What's up, baby, NWA champ?
Hey, there's another champ on here, too, Heath. Thanks for noticing.
Trust me, I know you got one of the prettiest damn titles out there, and I still love it, and I would love to face you for it one day, baby.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm always a lawnmower. Hey. Drew, man, no, I'll be over in a second, man. Hey, give me like 2 minutes, all right? Hey, so what's up, man? How you doing?
We're doing all right, man. We got Sandow on here, A-Rai, Trevor, you.
Oh, shit. Damn, you got everybody from back in the day.
Hey.
Damn, how the hell y'all doing?
Hey,
y'all just laughing at me. Hey, I just want y'all to know I love you guys, but I'm busy, baby. I got to go.
That has been our new segment, 30 Seconds with Heath. We'll be back with much more after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
30 Seconds with Heath. It's our new segment on the show where Heath will call in. He's busy. So every for the last 3 weeks, I've been talking about coming on, and he's had physical therapy one day. Today he's coaching flag football with his kids. So he's doing all these things, and he's like, I really want to do the show. And I just said, hey, can't you just call in for 30 seconds to tell us how busy you are? And he's like, I can do that. So that's 30 Seconds with Heath, ladies and gentlemen.
Managed to politic his way. Like,
he's got a title shot. He thanked Trevor. Called everybody old. And celebrated his life and hung up.
What a vet move. What a veteran move. Like, I got 30 seconds. Fine. Set up a title match. Give me that payday.
Hey, he is one of my favorite human beings that I ever came across of. And Trevor, have you ever worked with Heath?
I've never got to work with Heath, but I met Heath a couple years ago, and he's one of the good guys. Like, genuinely, you feel like he's just a good person when you talk to him. And you guys know how coveted that is in this business.
And I don't know how everybody broke into the business, but I was, you know, truth was, I didn't have wrestling experience.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, when I was signed to at the time FCW. And at times it was in the beginning kind of hard finding my way and fitting in. And swear to God, Heath was one of the first, if not, and you as well, kind of found me. And he said, look, you know, I can help you. I can teach you this. Yeah, great, great man. Really, really good guy.
Heath is the smartest dumb guy I've ever met in my life. And I say that, and he'll know what I'm talking about. So Heath came to Deep South the same week that I did.
Yeah.
And Bill was making us do two-a-days.
Right.
And Heath was coming from the Indies. Yeah. And he just got signed. And they said, you have like 30 days. You report on June 12th. And right. Coach DeMont had 2 weeks of two-a-days to let everybody know.
Yeah.
First week goes by, we doing the two-a-days. Right. Last day of two-a-days, here comes Heath, smiling and like, hey, I'm here, baby. Bill DeMont was like, what the hell? You've missed two-a-days. You've missed this. He just went, oh, I didn't know, Coach. On my thing, it said today. When was that? Yeah. And he was like, you must be stupid or something. And he's like, you're supposed to be here. And he's like, dang, I ain't got time for this stuff. He walked away. Heath turned and looked at me, and he said, oh, I knew, but I wasn't doing that shit.
Yeah.
You sorry some can do that. Yep. And I just said, brilliant, because he got them thinking that he didn't know, but he knows.
Heath would come up to me five seconds before a match and say, every time, what are we doing out
there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He would always do that. I forgot.
I don't know what's going on. And by God, he'd call the thing out there for me. You know,
yeah, he's great.
He's the best at playing stupid, and yeah, one of the smartest stupid people on planet Earth.
Yeah, sure. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him fool you. He knows. He's also one of the best complainers that ever lived, either. I think we worked probably. He'd give Aaron a run for his money in the complaining, but Aaron.
I don't complain. No, I simply point things out
that you don't like. It's called complaining.
I make observations, but Heath, you know, as a human being too, like he's actually stayed at my parents' house when we were traveling together, and that's like. You know, I don't let anyone stay at my parents' house unless they're really, you know, yeah. I feel.
Yeah, I'm sure it's your choice.
I have a question. I have a question now. I've heard a lot about Deep South. You guys are talking about two-a-days. I heard some stories about what kind of training you guys are doing. Can you let the viewers know, like, let them really understand what you guys would have to do down there and do that twice a day? Can we hear that?
Okay, so I think I'm the only one that was at Deep South. Aaron was at OVW. So our trainer had a Japanese background. His training was tough. He was trained, I think, out here in New Jersey. Our training was tough, but it was the best training that I ever had for this business in terms of he prepared us for everything, and it was no different. Here's the problem. We have two types of wrestlers. We have the athletic wrestler from an athletic background, and then we have the entertainment wrestler who learned about it from TV and has never really done much in athletics, and they want everything to be a work. It's right. Simulated combat, but there is this part, there's this word in there called combat, and you have to be trained to do that. So we were trained shoot style, as you would say. Very aggressive, very physical, snug. Trevor, as I always talk about, everything's snug, and you do the work.
I heard it was similar to the dojo. We did drills.
We started with 100 squats. Yeah. We did two-minute crossovers. We carried the bags. We did the back leans against the wall. We pushed trucks around buildings. We did the work. He was training monsters, and then at some point, convert them into simulated combat part. Yeah. And I would look at the roster of guys who came through Deep South, and I mean literally Kofi Kingston, The Miz, MVP, Jack Swagger, myself, Oleg Prudius. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mike Knox. Everybody that was in that group that trained under him all still have jobs in this business. And all still have a good handle on things, because nothing was worse than Bill DeMont in terms of pushing us to work.
Yeah.
You're tired, you're exhausted, no different than my offensive line coach. We stayed later. How bad do you want it? I'll open the gym up on Saturday. Or do you want to go hang out? You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to get to the top? Because nothing's going to be given to you. That was our moniker.
And I think people that see it on TV, what doesn't translate, I think, to them sometimes or most times is the cardio.
Yep.
The cardio in sports entertainment and professional wrestling is on such another level than anything. And I was a college football player and played high school basketball and things like that. It is such a different type of cardiovascular training, and you really do need to be turned into kind of like a piece of metal before you go out there, because the thing is, too, is you're on live television out there. which adds a whole nother level of energy. You have 20,000 people that, you know, are moving and screaming and booing all at the same time. And if you're not in cardio shape, you know, it's you're in a
and
you're
you also
get yourself in a bad place. Yeah, absolutely.
Opponent.
Yep. So,
because we call it blowing up.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The guy gets blown up.
Yep.
And when he's blown up.
Yeah,
it's a bad day.
Nothing
will go right.
Right
when you're blown up, and everybody knows you're blown up because blown up is the same look.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care if you are the liliest white dude on the planet or as dark mahogany as you possibly could be.
Yeah.
Same blown up face.
And I
breathe upwards for some reason.
That's right.
Your shoulders.
I can even see Heath Slater.
I got this shit.
Yeah, in the back by the monitor screaming, he's blown!
Oh, yeah, he's blown up, bro.
You know what's interesting to listen to this? And to hear this conversation and what Tyrus was saying about the Deep South training, which I never looked at Deep South like that because I was at a place called OVW, which, not going to lie, we practiced sometimes, had the best wrestling training in the world for the psychology of the business, and then we just partied a lot. It was like college. But it's funny because in retrospect, when I look at my career, like that conversation when someone gets blown up, like, you know, my mind goes, okay, this is how you cover from someone being blown up, have it done X, Y, Z. And that's like, it computes like that. But the flip side where the stuff that Tyrus went through, if I had had a better grasp on that,
right,
and if I had been tested like that,
I
really think I would have had maybe a different career path in wrestling or kind of a different trajectory. And that's just real right there, man. That's I wish I could have gotten both.
Well, a lot of people were bagging on that training, and to me, that's training Harley had. That was Japan. It was very similar to the dojo in Japan training. And to me, that's where some of the best guys in the business, that's just where you find the men. You know what I mean? The guys that
it's and the ladies too.
We were talking about that this weekend.
Natty Neidhart, she was there with us.
Absolutely.
I mean, Harry Smith, Natty Neidhart, TJ Wilson, they're all from that.
Yeah.
And Natty would be putting hands on us.
Right. I remember the three of them actually in FCW before I even got there. They were doing the 500 air squats or whatever it was when they were just going up and down and up and down 1,000 times before even, you know, wrestling practice started, sports entertainment practice started. But yeah, the cardio is, I think that's the thing that I, you know, because when I saw it on TV, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm an athlete and it's a good fit, right? And then I got in there and I was like, wow, this is like running 3 miles, 4 miles, and somebody hitting you in the back with a chair in the middle of it. And
your heart rate.
Correct. Yeah. You have to do it and you have to do it every day.
You know, I think the perfect world would have been, if you go back in time, is that you started at Deep South and you filter through who wants it and who can do it. Because anyone, and then you go from there to OVW, where then the psychology of wrestling. See, I got lucky because I was under Coach DeMont, and then I went from Coach DeMont to Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Yeah.
And then that's all the psychology.
Yeah, he was great at that.
Yeah, and still is. He was at our pay-per-view, and it was a better pay-per-view because Dr. Tom was there.
Nice, yeah.
And because he had a lot – I don't think that the brass of the NWA understood how many guys on the roster have had some influence by Dr. Tom.
Yeah, I was
so, –
they do now.
Yeah, and so – everyone and
we were all running to him, man.
Yeah, just everybody come back through the thing. See anything? see anything? That's why, you know, one of the things I'm good at is telling a story. I think I've kind of.
Well, you wrestled me for how long? I mean, of course you're going to get better.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
there's nothing better than a retired guy telling you how good he was.
Well, that's why we got. Uh-huh. Remember, that's why we got fired by Mark Carano over here.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys. Kylie and I didn't walk in like, hey, I'm not having fun anymore. You know, I'm going to go home.
We actually needed the job.
Yeah, we needed the job. We weren't like Aaron. He was like, You know what? I don't have anything for you guys anymore.
All right.
I've given you all I can. So, you know, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I had zero creative control.
Yeah. Kylie and I were
come on, though. But I was justified.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, you were. So were we. We just, I guess we just didn't, you know, we didn't take the high risk maneuver as much as you did. Yeah. We played it safe.
But that should be my Ric Flair bump every time I go to the top and just
you couldn't do. I'm telling you right now, you couldn't do it again if you tried. Yeah. There's no way you couldn't do it as you tried. You absolutely couldn't do it as you tried.
You're right. I'm not denying that. Yeah. That was I've never said that. Like, I mean, and then Trevor to do the same. I mean, and that's good because it justifies. Yes, the ring was faulty, not us.
It just wasn't. Yeah, you know, that's the one thing people don't understand too. Like how important just setting the ring up properly. How important that is for us as the athletes in the ring. Because we all take that first bump, and usually after that first match, somebody's coming out going, watch the right corner of the ring. Jesus.
Yeah, there's something, We didn't, you know what? I think that's one thing is wrestling, as much as it's about the TV and the splendor, but it's the little things that makes everything go.
Yeah,
it's the in-between moves that keeps the crowd in the game. And it's preparation. And the one thing that, not checking the ring. Because you get to a point where you think, you know, you walk in and you're just more worried about how long it's going to take you to put your boots on than actually check the ring, you know, because especially big guys. Like, I saw guys hitting ropes and I didn't like the way the ropes looked. I'm like, right. I'm not hitting ropes tonight.
Yeah, that's count me out. If those ropes are tight, I remember that one when I signed. I was like, man, these things hurt.
Because I was getting superplexed by Red Dog and
Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney had me up there, and I just remember stepping up there, and I said, I should have checked these ropes.
And then
I got punched in the face. I got punched in the face again. I said, man, I really wish I would have checked these ropes.
you should have been in the back, and the boys going, did somebody check those ropes?
Usually
here's what happened. When he told me he was doing this, I was one of the few people he told he was doing this, and I looked at him, and I said, what the expletive are you talking about? No, you're not. He goes, oh, no, I'm doing it. He goes, I'm an athlete.
It's Rodney Mack, like, man.
So I go, okay, no, you know what? No, I'm not denying that. But then I tried to, like, hint to him twice throughout the day, like, hey, dude, you don't need this. You have a family. You have Fox. There's so much going on in the book. Like, you don't need to do this, man. Like, it's going to be ice.
Talk him up.
And he goes, no. He goes, we're fine.
It's when Rodney
he was
Mack.
On the middle rope and, like, the middle rope was almost lower than the bottom rope. And he was up there. Like, my heart stopped. Oh, my God. Because if that ring breaks, like, the way his leg was, like, he was going to fall out. And, like, Rodney, and, man, this is credit to Rodney. Rodney is, like, he looks like a killer. I mean, he's just, you know, a guy that I'd never want mad at me. But he is so much stronger than he actually looks because he took care of you on that, man. And you jumped. And when you jumped, that was a deep squat. Like, people thought you were in trouble. And then when you hit it, the whole place just popped in the back.
Popped huge, yeah.
Yep, and I remember thinking to myself, Aaron is full of
And then when you that was, back, you went, why did I do that?
No, I get it. Oh, because you were jealous. You're another moment in the sun for me and you complaining about it. No, Aaron was the one. Aaron saw the ropes. He's like, the ropes are terrible. Do not do that tonight. Do not do that tonight. But it was a big pay-per-view. And that was the cornerstone of our match. So I figured, you know what? But don't worry, I had an escape strategy. I always have an escape plan. Because if that rope would have went, I just would have hopped down and been like, nope, I'm cut off. Oh, my, sprained my ankle. Sprained my ankle. Sorry, dog. Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit. When things don't go the way they're planned, I think that's probably my favorite part of being in the ring, is how you deal with it. Because there's some form of, like, joy when something doesn't go the way it was supposed to and your reaction makes it better. Yep. And I think, you know, the one cool thing was Aaron's foot got stuck. He falls down. And it just looks like he slips. It's called a high risk maneuver. So, and then Trevor didn't go, son of a bitch. Blew the goddamn spot. Do it again. Climb up again. Because you'll see that. Like, people will do
right.
In panic.
Yeah. Yep.
And Trevor just started and I was snuggly, as I like to put it, started kicking him in his legs, and I was just laughing, and I said to myself, it's always nice to see a veteran doing his work.
Yeah.
Where people were running around going, he fell off the rope. Yeah. What were they going to go? They're flipping through the pages of what they wanted, and I'm like, enjoy the show.
I'm not going to mention anybody's name, but I remember one guy I worked with got so mad when something was blown. He looked right into the hard camera.
Looked right into the hard camera, yeah.
Started screaming and yelling. I was like, wow, okay. Yeah.
I think I know
let's get back
individual.
To work.
Yeah, I know this individual, and I was out with him one time, and he said, and I'm, like I said, a sarcastic guy because he likes to, he said, hit me. So I just hit him as soon as he said it. I just said, and I hit him. And I didn't think about it because he just, and then when I hit him, all the air came out of him. Right. And I'm like, I hit you.
Yeah.
He said hit you.
Yeah.
I didn't ask when, just did it, you know. But and that, I never got
that's
that.
The kind
I never
of
understood that.
Magic happens.
Yeah.
That's exactly. The stuff when magic happens.
That's what we call it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the fun. Yeah, like you said, that's the fun where
because
and that's ultimately where you see where the real pros are too. You know what I mean? We watch our TV.
If you watch the match between Trevor and Aaron back, you won't see any footage of a mess up. There will not be. You will not know that Aaron and his two left feet slipped off the top rope. Nobody will know. Nobody will know. We know because we heard what the plan was. And sometimes that's the worst thing. That's why I a lot of times when if one of my buddies has a match or something, I don't want to know anything. I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and to Aaron's credit in that too, like he didn't freak out. Him being a vet and being experienced, he didn't freak out either. And he's the one that spoke up. He's like, we should work the leg. Good idea. Wow. I mean, it was there. We missed no steps at all.
And that's,
that as a performed wrestler, that comfort level was, you know what I mean? Like, makes me happy.
Seen the other side
there
of
it. With the guy from work. Yes. Where the guy freaks out. Oh, my God, what do we do? Just calm down, young man. Chill out.
I always try to say, listen, you know where you're going, so you don't need the GPS. If the destination is 7-Eleven, does it matter how we get there? Just make sure your ass is at 7-Eleven when you're supposed to be, and we're good. But it's
Well, it's like we were explaining to some of the younger talent, which we do a lot, like at NWA especially. Like there's a lot of teaching going on there with some of the veterans and the younger talent, and it's like you can have a coloring book, or you can have a blank sheet of paper. And when you get to that level where whatever happens is going to be okay. And you can even like use those moments to create from, because like you and I did that in our house show matches all the time.
Yeah.
Like where stuff would happen and we would just go off of it. And like, that's the difference. It's like a coloring book versus a true artist that can, paint whatever picture they want.
And that's why usually guys didn't really get it till they're in their late 30s. In wrestling. Yeah. Like it's just a certain, the light is not just going to come on.
Yeah. And that's another thing, speaking about Dr. Tom earlier, when I was signed to FCW, it's hard to understand, right? What it is, right? What is sports entertainment? What is professional wrestling? What is, what do you have to do to get to the next level? And he used to come up to me and say, Kevin at the time, he'd say, you need to walk into this building every day, because it wasn't run so much like a regular practice. Like like a football practice.
No, not
it's
even
different,
a little bit. No.
Right. But it's not supposed to be.
Right.
It's a place for artists that are, that are athletic, that are in amazing cardiovascular shape. They're trying to combine all three of these things. And he used to say to me, Kevin, you need to come in here with questions, a lot of questions, and you need to pull guys to the side and you just need to talk about this business, how to structure a match, what works, what doesn't work. And I always thought that to be very fascinating, about sports entertainment, that it's such a unique,
because you're an artist, but your paintbrush is your body.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you have to physically push your body to have the best paintbrush.
Absolutely.
So that's where the, as they call it, shoot part of the training goes.
Yeah.
And, it does, if you didn't spend your life getting into fist fights or doing amateur wrestling or some kind of physical form of combat, to recreate that without a roots-based experience,
right? Yeah,
That's where the physical training comes in.
He used to say to me, Kevin, have you ever been punched in the face hard? Yeah. And I would say, no. I've never stood there and really let somebody punch me in the face.
Not my thing, yeah.
You know, and then it was, why don't you try it then? Yeah. And we'll see if it doesn't make you a little bit better. And damn it, it did, so.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Hey, what's going on? Hit me in the face.
Yeah.
Punch me in the face. Right. I'm trying to be an artist.
That's right.
Hit me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you're taught to you know, people ask me all the time, does it hurt? Right. And I said, yeah, it hurts like hell.
Yes.
It's not going to injure you. Right. It's not supposed to injure you.
Yes.
But it does hurt. And you're taught to hit people or make contact with people in safe areas. Right. So it's it takes a while to learn, too. Right.
Yeah. We hit people hard in safe places, right?
Yeah. That's hold on. No one caught the fact that Aaron has put himself above all this. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
We all didn't. None of us sold it.
Excuse us. Okay. Excuse us, lightning in a bottle. Aaron will now speak on the proper way to do this. Please, Aaron, the floor is yours.
No, I mean, look, there was one mishap I have had unintentionally, and it's in a person that is in this conversation.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I am very, very sorry, Therese, that I did this, but it was like out of all the time.
Okay, it's not Therese.
One time there was a misjudgment, which is thousands upon tens of thousands.
Yeah, the problem was you were smiling when you did it.
No, I was
it's amazing how quickly the safe place is turn into not.
Yeah, safe words asparagus. Safe words asparagus. Asparagus.
But no, other than that one time, no, I don't. My punches do not.
Asparagus.
They're wonderful. Yeah. That's all. You're welcome.
Asparagus. Hey, it's all right, man. Sometimes you don't even hit a guy and he ends up in a wheelchair. You know, what are you going to do? You know, just.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, he knocked himself out celebrating after the match. Oh, goodness. Kids today. Oh, man. Thanks. I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little schoolgirl. Thank you, Aaron. All right, man. Well, you know, what did we learn today?
That Heath can change a show in 30 seconds.
He can talk really fast.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever need to have him on longer than that. I don't.
Right.
I think it would be all because once he starts talking, then it's gonna, the rest of us go. He's no one's getting a word in.
Yeah,
we'd never
actually
hear
said that was perfect. That was well played. That was like that was brilliant.
30 seconds with Heath. I have never met a guy who complained better in my life. When I was wrestling him for probably a year straight, and every night he would say, "I don't feel like doing nothing tonight. I'm not bumping. I'm just going out there and I'm not doing nothing." Yeah. Nothing. We'll just call it out there. I don't care. And literally backdrop me, superplex me, throw me over here, bounce me over here.
Yeah.
What was that? He's like, well, the bell rang, you know, but he would always complain.
Heath is like a sneeze. He's like a genius, right?
Yeah, he's a genius. He's an idiot savant.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Yeah, that's the
speaking term. Of idiot savant, heavyweight champ, is there anything you want to say before we go?
No, thank you. I missed half of that. I think somehow. Part of that, my
it was
my
a compliment.
Okay,
yeah, it wasn't on the palm side of my hand, but it was a compliment.
I bet it was. But thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Hold on, man, you got to give your speech. All right, you're the new world heavyweight champion. Congratulations!
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm glad it was you.
No.
I was glad it was you. No, let's give due where's due. And let me ask you this: what was it better the first time or the second time?
I think they both had their own moments, man. The first time I won the title, like it was for my family and for Harley and St. Louis. This time felt like it was for me, especially the support I had from my clique, my buddies that were around me, just kept motivating me and kept pushing me and supporting me. This one feels more like mine. And, I have a whole lot more pride. I know that's crazy, but I feel like there's more pride in this title run. Not to mention, had to get over some adversities, and some of my friends will go on nameless. They know who they are. Spoke up and kept pushing me. So this one's real, boys, and I can't be happier than what I am right now.
Yeah, congrats, man. That's awesome.
Because what did I tell you one time? Because you said I think I'm gonna do a little Harley. I said, hey, why don't you do a little Trevor?
Yep. That's you know, you're 100%, man, and that goes back to our locker room too. Like, it's so badass that we've got vets that we're all comfortable enough with each other to go, hey, man, try this, and speak to each other honestly, because we're all trying to get better.
Yeah. None of that. How was my match? Oh, it was good. Yeah. What'd you like? It was good. What was your favorite part? The good part.
I remember the look on some people's, some veterans' face when they had to work me when I first got up there. Oh, boy.
Yeah, especially when I was watching everybody. Listen,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is not this. So
what do you
want to
do? I don't know. I guess I'll roll in the ring, get pinned then.
So, good locker room's important.
Very important. And, dude, everybody wants to grow and get better. And I've never gotten better with somebody patting me on my back saying, good job.
No. Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? And guys, a lot of young guys get a little butt hurt when you're upfront and honest with them, not knowing we're helping you, man. I don't have to tell you this. I'm telling you this because I want you to get better, but some don't get what they want or feel entitled.
It's not for everyone. This business, this sport is not for everyone.
Yeah.
And you can emulate it and you might be able to do the moves, but that doesn't mean you're a wrestler. Yeah. So with that, man, I appreciate y'all doing this. Thank you so much, Kylie, coming in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Now you have no excuse.
Right.
congratulations to Trevor on his championship. Congratulations to myself on successfully retaining it. Yes, in my situation, you only have to be a champ one time because I'll hold this damn belt for as long as I want to.
And still.
I'm always and still.
Yes.
So, and I would be remiss if we did not take a moment of silence to the death of Aaron's career. May you graciously go into retirement. Yes, you went out on a loss. Yes, you lost the match because you made a mistake. But all that aside, retirement looks good on you, and I'm excited for what's next for you. Yeah. Do you even
have a plan?
And
I was having a great hair day.
Yes, you did.
During the match. You should tune into the pay-per-view for that reason if you haven't seen it already.
Yeah. So what's next for you, or did you not even have a plan when you basically threw a temper tantrum and tired on us? Okay. You got some things here. You're going to start selling real estate, perhaps?
Yeah.
Flip houses?
No, there's...
Would you like to tell us a six-hour story on that?
Yeah.
I'm still mad at you, too.
Yeah, cowards, right?
Yeah, a bunch of cowards. I believe I refer to you as our cowards.
Do something.
Yeah,
it's true. So I'll be a little coward.
All right. For more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Thank you, Trevor, Kevin, Aaron. This has been Three Wise Men. Enough said. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.